original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to Question Reality.
Question Reality.
With Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Question Reality. I'm your host, Priscilla Leona, and we are coming to you live from Hollywood, California. Our show is broadcast every Sunday from 5 p.m. to 5:50 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Now, if this is your first time tuning in, our show will hopefully help you to question your career reality. Now, this show is for you if you were, are, or might be considering a career in the entertainment industry. Our guests will provide advice, tips, and resource information on how and what it takes to successfully pursue a career in show business. Now, our guests work in various professions of entertainment, so that means that we will definitely have someone on the show sooner or later from a career that you are interested in. And if you want to check out our past guests to see if any of the careers that you're interested in, the guests have already been on, and you want to listen to their shows, read their bios, or listen to their interview instantly, or download one of the shows, you want to go to the LA Talk Radio website, and that address is latalkradio.com. Now, if you're listening to me, you're already on it, so you want to look up at the top and click on the link that says Channel 1. You scroll down and look for the graphic of our show, which is Question Reality, and you just click the link, and this takes you directly to our archive page, where you can view the list of our past guests. Now, our shows are also available for download on iTunes, and we are under the podcast section. So just type in Question Reality Radio in the search box, and there we are with all of our shows since 2008. If you want to find out... chewing a cough drop, shouldn't be doing. If you want to find out about our future guests, then you want to go to the official Question Reality website, and that has all of our guests till the end of the year. However, we are so fortunate. We are booked all the way till the end of February of next year, 2012. So if you want to be on the show and you work in the entertainment industry, you're a professional, and you feel that you could contribute advice to our guests and help out the actors, the dancers, the models, musicians, because you work in the field or you have a lot, just a wealth of information, then you want to come on our show. You don't have to live in California to be on our show. We do remote shows, so you can be anywhere in the world and we can remote you right in, patch you in via Skype, and you'll be talking to me and the rest of the world. So if you know anyone that you feel that would benefit our show and also benefit themselves, please check out our website, which is questionrealityshow.com. QuestionRealityShow.com, and tell them to send me an email, and we'll see what we can do. Now, we have, as we do always, a fantastic guest for you today, and her name is Alicia Choice. And Alicia Choice is, among other things, she's so many things, as we all are in entertainment. We don't have just one hat. We have more than one hat, at least until we get to one hat. But she is a casting director, a co-writer, and editor of Back to One, the movie extras guidebook. And she's also a financial advocate for the Hollywood industry. So she is going to have lots of information for you today. Just a whole bunch of information that the actors need to know from the business side of things. So we are going to talk to her in just a few moments. But I wanted to, you know, every week I try to tell you about the very beneficial casting director workshops. Well, this week I decided to do something a little different because I want to remind the audience, I want to remind you that for success in the entertainment business, for all of you who are not in LA and may not know this yet or are thinking about coming to LA, You need to, if you want to pursue a career in the entertainment industry, you really have to get on a strict regimen. And it is really, really competitive in show business, as it is in a lot of career fields. But in show business, it is like dog eat dog, stab you in the back, pull your weave out. I mean, they will beat your ass down to get your spot. So you have to be really competitive. And if you're not competitive, I don't know if this is the industry for you. You better get competitive real quick. But because basically for every role that you get to audition for, you are competing against actors who are really dedicated and they are tenacious in building their career. And these are the people who are successful in booking the jobs. And what I have found is that these particular people, they have an everyday no matter what attitude. And what I mean by that is that they have a daily regimen that guarantees them success. I have been studying this for years. I have been studying. I'm like, what do you do? How did you become so successful? And it's a pattern. So, for example, from speaking to successful people over the years in the entertainment industry, I have five things that I wrote down that I thought I would tell you. Excuse me, I have a little cold. Now, every day, what you want to do is you want to work on your cold reading skills, your auditioning skills, and you also want to attend acting classes. Now, if you can't afford private classes or if the ones that you want are out of your price range, there are lots of acting classes available at community college. LACC, which is Los Angeles Community College, is just one example. And they have some terrific acting teachers there. Morgan Freeman actually graduated from LACC and went on to a four-year university, but they have really, really great acting classes. So check out your community colleges. Also, number two, you got to be checking your emails for parts that were sent to you from websites like Actors Access, LA Casting, Facebook, Twitter. Lots of casting directors are on Facebook and Twitter now. You got to be checking them. They put a lot of casting notices on there. So you want to make sure that you like them. Usually you can go on their page and you can like them. And then you will get the notices on the wall for Facebook. And then Twitter, as far as Twitter goes, you want to make sure that if you have a mobile phone, a smartphone, you want to link them to your smartphone so you can get the notices from the various agencies. Like Lemon Lime is huge, and they always put notices whenever they're casting for commercial workshop, auditions, when they have commercial auditions. Can't get it out. Also, you want to, for background actors, you also want to be constantly calling the hotline numbers. Say, for example, for Central Casting or any other background actor company that you're registered with, because they put postings up maybe every hour. Maybe you'll miss one. Try to do it every hour. You're a background actor. You're sitting on the set. Call those other background agencies and see if they posted anything. Remember, there aren't any small parts, only small actors. So don't think you're too big. Don't get your britches too big, because there are lots of small parts that people were discovered and they went on to become huge. Now, number three, every day you want to make sure that you are learning and growing by attending your actor workshops with these casting directors. I mean, what is the way that you are seen in front of casting directors? That's like the whole goal. So if you don't have an agent to call you in for an audition in front of a casting director, what's another way to do it? Go take a workshop and be seen in front of the casting directors. So it also can help you know the inside information that you absolutely have to know and succeed in Hollywood, because they give you a lot of information that you need, such as etiquette on the set, what headshots are in, what they want to see, how to submit to them, et cetera, et cetera. You have to do these workshops. A lot of actors complain, oh my God, they're so expensive. And then I go up in front of them and we do our scene and they say, great. And then you sit down and you're thinking, oh, there goes $40, $50. Well, you never know if you're going to get called in from that audition. They don't, not every casting director gives feedback. Lots of actors have told me they went in front of this casting director and the casting director said, oh, great. And then they thought, oh, my God, I was terrible, horrible. And then they got called in and cast for something. So that doesn't matter. You just need to get in front of them. Number four, you should regularly be sending out postcards talking about your successes to the industry contacts like your agent, your manager, casting directors that you've taken in the workshops. You may not have an agent or a manager, but maybe you took a class with a cast director. Well, you can send the postcard to them because most of them will actually suggest that you do this either before or after the workshop, and they'll provide their address or they'll tell you where you can send a postcard. So it's just good to keep your name out there, and they want to see that you're busy, that you're proactive. You must be proactive in your career. And number five, every day you should try and network with other actors. And you do this for many reasons, but among them, you want to share positive information. And also, you want to get the warnings about the pitfalls that are out there, because a lot of times there are so many scam artists and con artists in the business. And talking to other actors, you'll know, okay, you're with this agency, oh, this is what they're doing, this is what they're not doing, blah, 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 blah. And you'll have like a little, you'll have an inside scoop. So if they approach you and want to manage you or do something, you will have that information. So try to network with other actors. But you also want to do it because it's just like being a musician. If you're a musician in your room with GarageBand or playing your instrument just in your room and you're not out there with other musicians, then how do you get gigs? This is also a referral and a networking business, and you must market and network yourself. And you never know. The actor today can be the director or the producer tomorrow. A lot of them start out as actors, end up being huge, huge, huge producers and directors. So we all know that. So there you go. Those are the five things. And if you are not doing these things, you may not be as dedicated as you think to your career. So these are the very, 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 very basics. Okay. So those are my little five tips for the week. Now, back to our guest today, and you are going to be getting great information today on the business side. Now, Alicia Choice, who is our guest, has been in the entertainment industry for more than 15 years, both in front of and behind the camera. And she has appeared in hundreds of films and TV shows, commercials. She is gorgeous, drop dead gorgeous. So she's been in beauty pageants and fashion shows, music videos. Oh my God, it goes on and on. So she knows the business, and she is going to tell you about the business. And she just recently moved to Sacramento, California, which I did not know. I'm going to have to find out the scoop on why she moved up there, because we never got to go to do lunch. And she is but up there, she's very highly admired, both in entertainment and the financial industry fields. And she's co-writer and editor of Back to One, which is the Movie Extras Guide publications. And she brings cutting-edge information to thousands of entertainment industry beginners and also to veterans. And the business of acting is where Alicia's passion is now. And she wants to spread the news to as many people who will listen, including the industry professionals, that these industry professionals, they also need to be educated along with the beginning actors, because these are all of us really need to be concerned about life after their peak earning years. And as we know, no career lasts forever. So Alicia is sounding the alarm. She's out there beating her pots and pans and telling us that we need to be educated about money matters and be prepared. And God knows, if you are an actor, you are so conscious of your money. So Again, she's going to tell us all about that, how to make more money, how to get supplemental income, everything that you need to know to help get some money on the table, some bread and butter, some coins, some moolah, some dough, some bread. So she's also a casting director, talent consultant, and assists many actors and other entertainers in meeting their career and financial goals. She's a member of SAG and AFTRA, and she is available to speak and bring energy to your broadcast, conferences, workshops, events, and other projects. So if you are interested in having her come and speak at your business, she is available. So without further ado, let's hear the voice of this sexy woman. Alicia, are you there up in Sacramento?
Priscilla, you are amazing. Oh, my God, thank you so much.
Woo! Well, I would say with your bio, you're the one that's amazing. My God, how do you do all these things?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I've had a lot of time to do all these things, and I focused hard on doing all these things. So I thank you so much for this opportunity, because I want to be able to answer questions for actors on how to get things done and how to, you know, apply their tricks of the trade, and have on the other money matter side, have their, you know, their money working for them while they're doing all that, so that they can enjoy acting long into their years, you know, their golden years. I want every actor and entertainer to be able to perform as long as they want to. As long as they want to, and not have to stop because of money.
Exactly.
You know, we love it.
Money issues, yes, is one of the reasons why a lot of people give up the profession of pursuing entertainment, because it's a very hard life. Now, let's start with the basics. I always ask the same question because I want to know, and many other people want to know, when you were little, what did you want to do or be when you grew up? Did you always know you wanted to be in entertainment, or did you want to be something totally different?
You are going to laugh so hard. You know, I was never thinking about acting, but people would always call me, you know, Miss Drama, or she's the little actress, or she should do this, and it would always point me in that direction. But I really wanted to be like an engineer or go into the service or something really serious where I could help more people. I just figured I wanted to help. I knew I wanted to be of service. But, you know, coming from Stockton, California, which is a small town in Northern California, there was no outlet for entertainment, nothing. So I never saw anything being filmed. I never saw anything, you know, I never even thought of TV for me, you know, coming from that small town. So, you know, nothing applied. It didn't apply. So once I, as I got older, again, people kept just asking and asking, how come you're not doing commercials? Why don't you move to Hollywood? You got to move to Hollywood. And I'm like, oh, boy, okay, let me move to Hollywood. So that's what I did.
Wow. Well, hey, if they knew best, people can spot talent, right? They know talent. Now, let me ask you, when you I get a lot of calls and emails about having people who have been in casting give some advice for actors on casting for mobisodes and webisodes. A lot of actors who are not in Hollywood in California don't really know what this whole mobisode, webisode thing is all about. Basically, it's new media. And I was wondering if you could share with us anything important that we need to know as to the actor's auditioning process. Is it different? Do you do cold read? What should a person know if they get called in to do an audition for a mobisode or webisode? What's the payment process? Is it better to be union, non-union? Give us what you know about that.
You know what? Every production is different. So there's so many forms of media now where you can still get paid. So it's not just about being on TV or film anymore or commercials. So everything is different in how you get paid, or whether you need to be SAG or union or non-union or anything like that. So there's so many opportunities to get your pieces out there and to you know, for people to see what you're doing, who you are. One thing I have to say is if you put something out like that, it stays out there. So make sure you are ready. Make sure that when you go out there and put your face out there and get it out there, it's everywhere before you know it. So make sure that you know what you're doing. We have long memories when we do casting. When we get a piece, we look at it. We do look at everything. So we have to look at everything. We're always trying to do the best for the producer and for the production company and the show, for whatever we're working on. So make sure it's of really good quality, and most of all that you've got your props. We have long memories, and believe me, we'll say, oh, she's not ready. Even if 10 years goes by and you've developed yourself more, 5 years has gone by, you've developed yourself more, we still go, oh, yeah, I remember her, and we just put it to the side. So make sure you do your best. That's the biggest thing.
Yeah, because so many people are putting what Alicia's speaking of is that webisodes. There are so many people that are putting up their own webisodes, and they're creating little shows and things that will air on YouTube pretty much. They're little webisodes on YouTube, or they put it up on their own actor's website. And then they send out emails and say, hey, casting director, look at me. Hey, talent manager, hey, agent, look at me. And what she's referring to is that if you're great, then it's going to be a good thing for you. But if you just want to put it up because you think you're the best thing since Campbell Soup and you're not, but you could get better, then you could be doing yourself a disservice by just putting it up there. Correct?
That's very true. Very, very true.
Yes.
I've seen it happen.
Me too.
And sometimes you may start out with some funny things or things from school or college or elementary school or high school. And then they never go away. So it's not like you can get them off. And then you go into study and you get more, you know, you start wanting to do roles that are really great. I mean, then they get all mixed up. It's unfortunate, but you know, just be really careful. And then also be careful with what is on your Facebook, your fan pages and things like that, and what you direct your actors, what you direct your casting directors to. Be very careful with that. You know, be mindful of it. Even 5 years before, 2 years before, 1 year before, who is answering you on your website? It's unfortunate we have to think that way because we are in a creative industry. But still, you never know what role you're going to end up in. You never know. So just be mindful.
Yeah, absolutely. So with those webisodes, just chill out on the webisodes for a while. Don't be putting everything out there wanting to get discovered. It's got to be a tight quality product. So now let's go to the next question. In these tough economic times, it is a problem for some actors to be able to fork out the annual dues to stay in SAG. Yet they are terrified to change their status to financial core. A lot of actors don't even know what financial core is, and they're kind of scared because you do have to call the SAG office to do that, and then you are basically terrorized because the SAG representative says, well, if you do that, you're not going to get this and you're not going to get that. Can you first tell the audience what financial core is, if you want to explain it, and what your viewpoint is on the subject of whether an actor should go financial core in these tough economic times?
Well, this isn't the first time. I've been in this industry for, actually we say 15 years, but really it's been longer. When I first got into the industry in 1980, see what I say? that we were having issues at that time with what was going on financially. So it just keeps coming back. Like every 10 years, we keep coming up against this financial core and what actors should do. Well, as everyone knows, once you're union, then, you know, it's more of a guild. They're not there. They're not like a job house. They're not looking to find us jobs. So my question, and especially when I talk about finance and money and our retirement, my biggest question, and I do agree with financial core and doing what you have to first of all, keep a roof over your head, keep food on the table, even though we get fed well on the set. Yes, we do. We love that, right?
Mm-hmm.
What that does is it when we start to retire, those days that we didn't work because we were trying to honor our contract, those days we didn't work aren't going toward our pension. So nothing's coming back to us. So you have to be a little selfish, and that's okay. It's okay to be selfish when we're talking about this, because those people that are all making those rules, I used to also work at SAG. When I worked at SAG, we had, you know, we got paid. We had our insurance for free. We had free computers every year. We had all kinds of perks and wonderful things that actors pay for. Actors
right.
and their duties pay for all that.
Right.
And so when I worked there, it was a good segue. It was a good for me to see what our dues do for those people that make rules for us, but then forget about us when we are, you know, in our 50s, 60s, when we get hurt in our 40s, and when something happens in our 30s, when we have to turn away from acting, all of a sudden, nobody's there to help. Nobody's there to pick up, bring you into their house. Nobody's there to give you a ride. Nobody's there to pay your airfare back home. No one's there. So what do? It's about survival. So I agree with going financial core, and I understand that basically what it is they're threatening, or they say, look, if you sign this paper, you can go ahead and do some of the non-union work, but you can't vote. You can't vote annually.
Right. But who the hell cares? It's like you're going to get work, because if you're financial core people, you can work union stuff and you can work non-union stuff. So
exactly.
That is basically what financial core is. And then they'll say, well, you can't do this. So basically you don't get the actors, the quarterly actors book, big whoop. And you don't get to vote. I think those are two things. I think there's a couple more things, but it's a small price to pay for being able to do non-union work when there's not a lot of work going on in, you know, getting SAG jobs, union work.
Yeah, exactly.
So I say go financial core, because you can always go back. You can always go back.
You can always go back.
And my God, not to mention any names, but I have a friend that went financial core, and she is booking stuff. Oh, my God, right and left. She is booking commercials. She's booking independent films, and she's getting paid a lot of money. She's working more since she went financial core.
Exactly. Yeah. And actually, at some point, I did go financial core at one of the – I don't even remember which time I did. But that is exactly what happened. What's great is I was able to get my chops up. I had already had some experiences, some really great experiences on the film set. And so whenever I went to audition, I basically would get the job, or something stood out about my talent, or, you know, as long as you've done some professional things, you are going to stand out. You're going to come on set. You're going to act as though and feel as though you already have it. You already have your talent, you have everything going for you, and there's just a spark in your eye because you have that confidence. So you're possibly going to get it before someone that's non-union, before someone that hasn't had those experiences, that hasn't had a show, that hasn't had some of these really great opportunities. You probably will get that job. So go for it. Now, this is another thing, Priscilla, that I want to say as far as financial core two is, when you do get those jobs, I want people to be smart about, yes, you got that job, but please do talk to someone. You can call me or whatever, but talk to someone about starting to put aside some of that money. Don't just take it and spend it and it's gone. That's one of my biggest pet peeves. That's one of my biggest things as far as the business of acting, the business side of acting. We can't just make the money, it work for us in our future. That's
right.
Why we're doing it. If you're going to do it for that reason that you want to work, then you're not just going to work. You're going to work to make sure that you're okay for later.
Yeah,
not just work to work.
I know. A lot of actors, because they get so excited after they get, when they get their paycheck from booking a job, they get so excited. They spend every single bit of it. And then they say, oh, I'm investing back in my career. Well, it's fine to do that, but you should always take. Now, my mother is old school. She thinks you should take 20% of every single paycheck and put it somewhere that it's going to draw money, invest it somewhere, put it in the bank, wherever she puts it. It used to be in a savings account, but now it's like diversify. But a lot of people, my God, 20% of a small check is a lot to take out and put aside. It's like you have to really bite your lip and say, oh my God, that's such a large chunk. But you got, actors need to learn how to earn residual income in addition to their acting careers. Now, how do you suggest that actors do that? How can they shelter their income and secure it in retirement vehicles? Because they should put a little bit aside, even if it's $1 or $5, it should go towards their retirement. What do you recommend?
Well, one thing is that people do have to start somewhere. So I would say, you have to start with the habit. You have to get a habit of, okay, I'm going to put aside $5 a day. That's going to be my goal. Now, it doesn't sound like a lot, but it really does start to add up, Priscilla. And there are access now to lots of vehicles that you pay no taxes on, and you can get like an 8-9% return. So and you have a floor so that you can't go below zero. So for those actors that are only going to be saving a small amount, that is one of the best vehicles that I've found, because I've done a lot of research. I'm licensed. I've looked through a lot of different, retirement accounts. And some of these new products that are based in insurance are really great for entertainers. So even if it's small amounts, it's okay. At least you're getting there. You're starting something. And I know what it's like. I remember thinking, oh, my goodness, I can't save anything. There's no way I can do that. I need this. I need to do that. But in hindsight, I could have saved money. I look in my closet sometimes, and I'm like, wow, whatever happened to those shoes that I bought, or those things I had to have, or that decoration that I thought I could, I would never be able to live without. Well, I don't even have them anymore. I've outlived all of those.
Exactly.
I'm not even able to live anymore. So why did I really want that, or did I need that? So I still feel like if you can put away even 10%, 5%,
yes,
2% at a great percent interest,
something,
it's still worth it to start
something.
To do something. And,
and
again, I've the research that I've done, and what I started focusing, the reason why I started focusing on actors is because I did find some vehicles that work for us, because I've been there. I totally understand. And I've also been on the casting side, where I have actors who look to me for work. They look to me because I book them all the time. I book them. I love booking people. I love making sure they have, livable amounts to live on, and, $5,000 job, or a print job for $10,000, or a print job for $1,500, or a commercial that lasts for, I fight for their contract. Most casting directors don't fight for their contract. I fight for their contract because I'm from both sides of it. So when I do that, though, when I fight for them, I want to make sure that I give them the talk. I do give them the talk every time, and I give them the option. And there was a time also when I used to say, I'm not going to book any more actors. I'm not going to book them unless I talk to them. It's a disservice for me not to say something to them so that they can start. It hurts me too much. That's what I say. It hurts me too much.
It hurts your soul. I know. I see actors, especially the younger ones. They just go crazy because it's a catch-22 because you want to be able to dress yourself and present yourself in a certain way, but at the same time, you need to start saving something. And the most important tool of the trade is financial literacy. It really is, because you do need to know how much you're making. And you do need to know what you can put aside, because there are so many problems, and what are we going to do? Just take women, for example. Women. One of the things that you talk about is the Street Magazine, women still far behind in retirement plans. Women live longer than men. Women take off work to raise children and care for parents. Women earn less than men for the same job, you know? And let's just take the women. Women, we're just talking about you now. You need to make sure that you have some money to be able to start thinking about investing. You should start thinking about it by 30 years old, minimum. If you can start before, right, Alicia, that's great.
Exactly.
But by 30, you better have yourself at least something saved up, because then you can invest, right? But women especially, because we need to be independent.
Exactly. And you know what? When we take time out for acting, I mean, listen, I was in acting. There was no way that anyone could have told me that 25 years would go by before I even looked up to look around to say, oh, I didn't get married. Oops, I didn't have any children. What happened? I mean, you love it so much. Every day you're fighting for another role. You're living, you're experiencing, you're acting, you're singing, you're performing, you're creating. And when you get that feedback, it's worse than a drug. I mean, you have to have more. You have to have more. So we're taking our time also out for acting. We're taking our time out for performing. When we do that, we're not putting anything toward a retirement. Because usually, if we're financial poor, we're talking 1099. So we're responsible. No one's putting anything aside for us.
Right.
No one. So we have to, as entertainers, pay ourselves first. And you're so right. Women do live longer. I mean, and right now with the longevity issue, it's a blessing. In fact, I met a lady who was 114. She just finally passed away. She's outlived many, many husbands and a lot of her children, but 114.
Woo!
114.
Wow.
My mouth dropped open, and I got more busy calling more actors.
Because it's a novelty and everything, but think about this. Who's paying for her health care? I mean, Medicaid,
exactly.
I don't know exactly the right name, but Medicaid pays for a certain portion, but then there are things that they don't cover. And if you're living to 80 years old, 90 years old, which is because of the better medicine and treatment that we have, people are living longer, but you still have to come up with money for your copay. You still have to come up with money for your medicines. And if you don't have a spouse and you're
right.
all alone, what the hell are you going to do if you haven't saved money, if you don't have any money? And my God, A-list actresses have a hard time getting a gig at 40. What the hell are you going to do if you were like a B-list actress or you never made it up to the A-list? What are you going to do?
Exactly. And that's what I find. Those were the calls that spurred me to find something that we as actors can do throughout our acting career. Those are the calls that I would get. I'm losing my house. I'm losing this. Do you have any roommates for me? I don't know what I'm going to do. Those are the calls that would keep me up at night. Okay, I'm going to find something. I would just literally jump to it. Like, what can I find for this person? But that's just a quick fix. I can get them booked for a week. But so what? That's not going to do anything. They're still every day getting older, every moment getting older. And Hollywood is just not kind to women who get older. We've been talking about this since 1980 and probably before that, before I was even in the entertainment industry. We've been talking about it. We're going to continue to talk about it. Well, since we know and we've already been through it, I want to make sure that actors really hear me. And I'm available if you need to call me. I am available to talk because, you know, so we can work something out for especially actors, entertainers, crew people, producers, directors, anyone who's just kind of like working, putting their head down and then putting that issue to the side. It's just too important. The other thing is a disability insurance of some kind. People really need to look into some disability insurance. I personally have to tell a story. I was clipping along. I was right at the point where you've already put a good amount of time into acting and studying your craft, and I was to the point where I was getting like commercials, at least three commercials every month and a half or so, like nationals. I was there. I was like had my own series. I was doing all kinds of things, and all of a sudden, I got hurt on a set. And the doctor told me, you can't work anymore. And I said, excuse me, I'm still young and I have a commercial next month. No, next week. On Tuesday. Are you kidding me? You know, here I am. I'm like, you're kidding me. Okay, how do you get that? How do you fix that? Like, how do we get this done? Because I have to be on set. I have a rehearsal. I have this. I have that. There's no way. He's like, no, because actually, ma'am, if you do go back, you could succumb. I'm like, succumb? What is that? You mean like when we do acting and we figure out words, that means death. He's like, yeah, that could happen to you. I'm like, what are you talking about? This is me. Right?
Wow.
You know, this is me. How are you going to say that to me? I have too many things coming up. I have to do this. Well, bottom line, that was basically the end of my acting. Someone told me that I had to stop acting. So I did get more into casting, but what I have to really, really let people know is please listen when I say that the hospital room and some of the other places I had to go were full of actors and entertainers that you know of, but they just disappeared. And you were like, where'd that person go? Whatever happened to so-and-so? Whatever happened to so-and-so? Well, I was with them because we were all silent.
Wow.
We were all silent, and we were all finished, and we didn't know what to do, and no one was speaking about it, and no one knew what to do. So that's another reason I started searching for things that actors can do. Get into this industry, get into the financial services industry. If you notice, almost every commercial right now is about the financial services industry. Every commercial.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Now, there's
a reason for that.
Well, let me ask you, the Time Magazine, the article, Why It Is Time to Retire the 401k, because everybody seems to be having their little claws on the 401k. And we know that the 401k was never meant to be a retirement vehicle. Too many people are losing money in their 401k. So what do you do if you're not focusing on the 401k? How else can we save as people with very little money, being actors and models, musicians, etc.?
Well, there are, depending on the person's age, because I don't like to do like a blanket what exactly to do, because every person is different, which is why I like to talk to the person and do an assessment and things like that. And this is the best thing, is for actors and entertainers, I don't have to charge them. So that's even better. That's what I love, you know, as long as you are acting, as long as you say that and you're doing your craft, then we're not charging you.
I love you.
So, you know, some people, depending on their age, they may have to start putting money into like an annuity. And annuities have in the past, in the old days, they had a certain reputation. But now, with the new ideals of and how annuities work, for those maybe people that are in there closer to retirement, they may have to look at something like that where they start putting something aside. There's other catch-up provisions and other wonderful things that they can do that we can talk about. But there are also vehicles that are based in like insurance that are wonderful that you can access that are liquid, that enjoy at least a 9% interest rate, that don't lose money. So those are vehicles right now that a lot of people are looking at. A lot of companies are just fallen all over themselves about. I love them. They're great for children. That's another thing, children. When we talk about the Coogan account, the interest rates are dismal, and here we are again, you know, talking about, I know you have to put your money in the Coogan account, but I'm talking about putting something to the side so that children have a fighting chance when they stop acting, or when they're adult actors and they need something a little bit later that really grows and it really, really gives them a chance to do something. You know, some of those accounts, they only give them 1%. And so 1%, it takes 72 years for your money to double at 1%.
Oh, my God. Nobody even thinks about that. Now, you work at... Yeah, I know you do because you're the expert. Now, because you were subjected to all of this, being an actor and a casting person, and you saw all these poor little actors who they just couldn't make it, or they wanted to supplement their income. Now, you went to start working for a company called PHP, which is People Helping People, and I believe that what your philosophy is that you teach everyday people like us how to become financially secure, and you guys are committed to letting us in on what the wealthy people do, because you educate people and families on financial essentials, such as how to get started, how to preserve what you have, how to eliminate debt, and other invaluable strategies for making the smartest financial moves in today's economy. And most people are scared to call companies like yours because they think, oh my God, there's a scam, it's a con, they want my money, I don't have enough money, I don't even make enough money to call people like that, they're never going to be interested in me. Tell us why we should call you to help us.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, I'm me, and I do have my licenses, and I love actors. I want nothing more than to make sure that people continue to do their craft and that they're able to. And I understand because I was there. I looked for a long time, at different companies and people that wouldn't lose your money. And one thing I have to say about People Helping People is we don't take your money. I don't physically, you don't ever write me a check, and you never write the company a check. So we work with huge insurance companies and huge investment companies that have been around for over 100 years. So that money is invested with them, not me and not the company.
Okay, so if I called you up and I said, hi, Alicia, I'm an actor. I don't make much money, but I'm really worried about my retirement. What do I do? What can you do for me? What are our steps that we can take so I can have a decent retirement fund?
Yeah, well, we usually take people through 6 steps. So we cover, first of all, I have to know who you are, where you're going. If you have children, what your goals are. I really, really want to know that. Like, how much do you want to have at retirement? How much, I'm going to tell you also how much you need to have at retirement. And I'm going to also base that on, you know, what the tax rate is going to be, what the inflation rate is, and how that affects your money, what vehicles you already have. There's so many pieces to everyone's puzzle. If your children are going to go to college, if you're in college, what are you trying to do if you're going to take more acting? I mean, there's just so many pieces to it. So I take you through a whole battery of questions, not that bad. and we mostly talk about your dreams and goals, and then I go to work. And come back and give you what I think would be great for you. If you're already in a vehicle or you're already doing something, I would love to be like that second opinion, and I'm not going to try to push anyone on anything. I'm not captive as an agent. I can help you with all different kinds of companies so that, because I know that not everyone fits the same shoe. I can help you with different wonderful companies that are in the industry. I can help with children's savings plans. I mean, there's so many things that that I can do. So if a person wanted to, they can research the companies that I work with. you know what I mean? And they know that I have always been about working with actors.
Well, your company, the website is it myphpdream.com? Is that the website that you're working for?
That is the website.
Okay, so you want to check it out, people. If you want to save, if you care, which you should, about your future, and you want to find out things you can do, again, Alicia Choice is coming from the perspective of the actor, the casting person, and so she will have a very clear understanding of what you need to do in order to achieve your dream of being able to retire with some money in your pocket and being able to afford your medications, which you know we're all going to need. And so check her out at myphpdream.com. They are also on YouTube, username myphpdream, and that's Paul Henry. Oh, Priscilla Henry Priscilla. Oh, yeah, PHP.
Oh, like
MyPHPDream.com. And they have been endorsed by some very influential people, Glenn Beck, Frank Pastore, Steve Wozniak, who is the Apple co-founder. He endorses PHP, Pastor Dudley Rutherford, Jeff Combs, Steve Seibold. And you can read more about their founder, Patrick Bet David, when you go on YouTube. So if you are an actor in the entertainment business, you want to have some money, you want your money to grow, you want to know how to retire, contact Alicia Choice. And you can do that by how? What's the best way for them to contact you directly?
Now, the best way for them to contact me, because I'm the one with the acting ear.
That's right. That's right.
Although there are, oh my goodness. When I got
we're actually 1 minute over. I'm so sorry. The time just flew by. How can they contact you directly?
They can call me at 213-804-2511. 213-804-2511. You can go ahead and call me. And you know what? Just continue to grow and continue to learn and do your craft into your golden years. But please, 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 give me a call so we can make sure that happens.
Girl, I think I'm going to be calling you because I bought some swamp land in North Carolina, and I'm still hearing the hell of it from my husband. And I thought that was going to be our retirement plan. Instead, there's like black tree snakes running on my property, but I'm going to have to call you for sure. Thank you so much, Alicia Choice. Thank you, everybody, for listening. I appreciate it. Say goodbye to your people, Alicia, and tell them to call you, 213-804-2511.
Yes, I love you, Hollywood. Woo!
Woo! Bye, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to Question Reality.
Question Reality.
With Priscilla Leona.
Priscilla Leona.
Only on LA Talk Radio.